thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. Carnality. Now, in the previous discourse, not yet, I could only hint at what the complaint was. You remember the people were saying the time is not right. Oh yes, we want to build the Lord's house. It's very good, but not now. And I could only hint at the reason behind it. All hints now drop away. God speaks. Not yet, says the Judah. Why not? Well, God knew. And let's read the verses 3 and 4. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. And it's not soft soap. It's not sugar. It's not candy now. Here's a strong word. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai, and it was in the form of a question, a pointed question with an obvious answer, a rebuking question. Is it time for you yourselves, see the emphasis, you yourselves, to be living in your panelled houses? There is the emphasis again. Well, this house, God could have said, this house of mine, it lies, remains in ruin. You see, God knows. This is the carnality. God is speaking of it. The Lord Almighty says, verse 2. God says. The Lord says. The word of the Lord came. It wasn't just Haggai. God knows what's going on. He can see Judah. He can see the Jews. God is disowning them. This people. Is it time for this people, for the Lord's house to be built? God is dismissing them in the third person. It's the Jews, and because he's dismissing them in the third person, because, of course, they have, in effect, put God in the third person. Oh, he's up there. He can look at, oh, but we've got our things to do. And the rebuke comes strong by a question, carnality. The problem is time, David. No, it's not time. The problem is time, Haggai. No, it's not time. You've got all the time in the world for yourself. No, no. It's not time's the issue. Oh, no. It's your heart, it's your will, it's your desire. You're putting self first and not God. It's creature comfort, not the covenant. God demands the covenant first. No, says Judah, it's the creature comfort. It's me, not God. It's me, not God, for Judah. And the ruin of the temple is contrasted with the panelled houses of the Jews, the other way around. The panelled houses, whatever that may mean, the luxury, the spending money, the time, the thought, this is what concerns us. This is all posh. It's all the latest. It's got all the gadgets. It's self, not God. So much for Judah 2,500 years ago. What about today? Is there a Haggai amongst us? Is there such a preacher calling? God bless every Haggai. Every Haggai that's rebuking carnality, rebuking self and carnality within the churches, the ecclesias of Jesus Christ. But it's also necessary that we have some Haggais raised up who will rebuke the unbeliever. Unbeliever, you're living for now, for self. Live for God. Think for God. Think of eternity. Christ is all. You must trust him. You don't need, you think. You don't want, my friend. You desperately need. You need Christ. But you don't want him. You don't want to come. You don't want to be saved. Haggai is made by God to go straight to the heart here. It's not time. That's what they were thinking. It's their hearts. Oh, may God search us and lead us in the right way. May we indeed give our all for Christ, because he gave his all for us, brother and sister. And may unbelievers hear the challenge of God's word. It's not now, it's not self, it's eternity. Is God, is Christ.